One, two, three.
There are really three separate components to Bluegrass Week in Nashville: the four-day IBMA World of Bluegrass Business Conference, the annual International Bluegrass Music Awards, and the yearly fundraising concert weekend known as FanFest. The World of Bluegrass operates much like any other business conference, with delegates from around the world coming to town to attend seminars and lectures. They also explore a trade show and network with their peers while at IBMA. The big difference is that the World of Bluegrass trade show is filled with banjos, guitars, mandolins, and basses, not hardware or software. Jean Spivey traveled from Austin, Texas to attend the World of Bluegrass in Nashville. She's co-president of the Old Settlers Music Festival and came to town to audition bands as she hires acts for their 2008 event. According to Jean, it's harder than you might think to put together a festival lineup. She's come up with a strategy that seems to work.
You look at your audience and you look at what your audience likes and what you need in terms of men and women and traditional styles and jam grass and new grass, and you kind of have to balance everything out so that it makes a good mix. A lot goes into it in terms of the flow of the music and the variety of the music and the people that certain artists will draw.
Was there any previously unknown to her band that caught Jean's ear?
I really liked the Steel Drivers, and they're just a southern fried bluegrass gritty fivesome, I think. They're kind of gritty, but bluegrass gritty. I don't know. I don't know how to describe them, but I really liked them.
Been up and down this lonesome highway, coast to coast and back again. I just had to do things my way. Had to go against the wind. 'Cause I've been dreaming of the girl I left behind. Lord, she had the truest heart I've ever known.
This was your first IBMA. Could anything prepare you for it?
Well, I've been to South by Southwest and I've been to Folk Alliance, and so they are very similar, although there's way more banjos here.
The one you're hearing belongs to the IBMA Banjo Player of the Year, Tony Trischka. Some still think of bluegrass as music only enjoyed by people living in the rural American South. But International Bluegrass Music Association members can be found in all 50 United States and in more than 30 countries around the world. Like Tony Trischka, Ira Gitlin grew up in the northern state of New York. So what was it that attracted him to bluegrass?
I think initially it was mostly just the sound of the instruments, and especially the banjo, but also once I started getting into it more, I started appreciating it as a window into a culture that was different from the one I grew up with in New York City. I started to sort of broaden my understanding of what life in different parts of the country is like.
People come here to get serious work done, but there's a lot of fun involved.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's the high point of my year every year when I come here.
What makes it so special?
When you play bluegrass music and you're out doing your thing most of the year, you feel like you're this member of this weird little minority, and nobody really understands, you know, if you say Earl or even Earl Scruggs, most people won't really know what you're talking about. But it's great to be here where, for a week, we're together with people from all over the world who understand. You know that everybody you're going to meet over there understands something that's such an important part of your life. It's a real great way to connect with people.
I've run into people here from Japan, from Czechoslovakia, and I'm never quite sure what the attraction is to this type of music. Have you ever been able to figure it out for them?
Well, I think for them it's probably the same as it was for me. It's the initial attraction is just the sound of it, and then once they get drawn into the culture, it's being in bluegrass is like being part of a huge extended family. you know, that has its own, you know, its in-jokes and its traditions. Except, unlike being in a family where you have to be born into it, here, if you want to be a part of it, you're a part of it.
And if this sounds like something that you'd like to be a part of, check out the International Bluegrass Music Association website at IBMA.org. Plans are already underway for the 2008 World of Bluegrass in Nashville next September. Another highlight of the week is the Evening Music Showcase. Among the 16 bands and artists playing this year was Dale Ann Bradley. This song is Rita Mae. I'm Catherine Cole.
She wore was a sacred wedding band. Now Howard Jones married Rita Mae when she was 21. Well, I guess he thought she'd settle down and put aside her fun, but the whole town knew that he was wrong and she would always stray. And I've always heard it's a mighty fine line between true love and hate. And if you play with fire, then you're bound to get burned. Reckless living will be too high to pay.